the day today?
Easter.
The day that Jesus rose from where?
From the dead.
Good job. They went to go look in the tomb to see Jesus. Who was there?
An angel.
Was Jesus there?
No.
Where was he?
He's on his way to Galilee.
Excellent answer. The real answer is, well, we don't know. It's okay to say we don't. Thank you. I love your honesty. You know, I was waiting for ER to. Easter egg, right? That's one of the things I always think about.
Jelly beans.
Chocolate.
Jelly beans.
Bunnies.
I'm thinking of that story that they're showing us in Sunday school about the rabbit. The rabbit showing everyone the egg.
Thank you. Easter egg is, so when you crack open an Easter egg, what do you see?
Yolk.
Well, when I was a little guy, when you open M&M's.
Yeah. Then candy.
Right? Okay, so here's the deal. Back in the old days, open up the to represent. So here's the deal. It does not just represent breakfast. Listen to me. On Easter morning, it represents the risen Christ. On Monday, it represents breakfast. Okay. Been there. So here's the deal. M&M's represent the risen Christ. Okay. So there's one more symbol I want to talk to you about. What's another thing we have a lot of around in the church?
The Holy Spirit.
Thank you. The lilies, appropriately named. Yeah. So have you ever wondered?
Did you make those flowers?
I spent all night making these flowers. No. Okay, so here's the deal. You ready? You guys are so talkative. So how come we have Easter lilies?
It represents people
dead. I love it. He's a okay, so do you notice? This one is closed, right? And the tomb was? It was closed, right? Remember on Good Friday, the tomb is where they buried Jesus? The stone was closed. Well, we have Easter lilies because right around Easter they open. And so this Easter lily is sort of like a cave, like an open tomb. And what's inside? What color is it?
White. It looks white, yellow. But I'm pretty sure it's like white. Yolk.
Oh, I showed you the one that has the things missing. It's got gold in it, just like the egg. It's the risen Christ. So there's another symbol. We have eggs. Hang on. Eggs and flowers, right? Add a little water or milk, you have a cake. Eggs and flowers. Where it usually is.
Yes.
What? You're looking
that.
The candles. Yes, you are so observant. There is a candle that's not usually up there. You guys are so smart. Well, the Paschal candle's up there. Yeah. I'm so glad you asked. Why is that candle up there? This is called the Paschal candle. And this is the candle that we light every Easter. Last night, there were a bunch of people here. And you know what we did? We lit a fire right in the middle of the courtyard. We only do that when the kids are asleep. Then we light the new flame for the year, and that reminds us every day, all through Easter, that Christ is risen. So three symbols: egg, which has the open center, which is Christ crucified. We have the flower. Flower, and then we have the candle. You have an answer.
No.
A question?
Yes.
Yes.
How do that? If the candle is so tall, how do the acolytes light it?
Sometimes I have actually been known to pick the acolytes up. It's all good. Let's pray together, shall we?